They're back. For the first time in 4 years, the El Paso Community Foundation's Plaza Classic Film Festival is bringing back the holiday movies at the Plaza Theater. Part of El Paso Live's new Winter Fest, the Community Foundation will spread some family-friendly holiday cheer by showing old and not-so-old Christmas favorites. It all happens tomorrow, and here to talk Christmas movies is Doug Pullen from the El Paso Community Foundation. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thanks for having me.
So a four-year hiatus, huh?
Yeah. They used to do, I say they because I didn't work for them then.
Right, back then.
Yeah, the El Paso Community Foundation and the Plaza Classic Film Festival used to program Christmas movies in the Plaza Theater starting in 2008, which was the first year of the film festival. Back then, the Movies Return, it was called. And they did it every year. And in 2013, when San Jacinto Plaza was closed for reconstruction, the decision was made to put it on hold till the plaza reopened. And as you may recall, that was supposed to be within 2 years. Actually, it turned into 3 years. And with it reopening this year in April, and it's beautiful, we started talking about this again, doing this again this year. And when we got some things worked out internally, we called El Paso Live, the people who run the Plaza Theater, and asked about it. You know, we're looking for a date. And they told us they were doing a winter festival. And what do you think? So we partnered up.
Which is pretty amazing. I mean, the Winterfest alone is crazy. And then you add the movies and it's done. You know, it's perfect. You can be there all day long if you want to.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they built around events they already had, like, you know, the Dave Koz concert and the Great Russian Nutcracker and so on. They had these events already on their schedule and then came up with this inspired idea of putting an ice rink in Arts Festival Plaza,
yes,
which has been quite a magnet from what I can tell so far.
Have you skated? I mean, you're down there.
No. No.
That's a very firm no.
Yeah, no, I would break something.
Right. And you've got some movies to show tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, I better save it till after. Yeah, so what we did is we came up, the old format was roughly 6 movies over 2 days. Mm-hmm. And it used to be done around the Christmas tree lighting ceremony in San Jacinto Plaza, but the theater was booked for that day. So we worked with El Paso Live on some potential dates and narrowed it down to 2 days, and then narrowed it down to 6 movies, following what they'd done in the past, but also kind of following the film festival format.
Right.
So on Friday, we opened with A Christmas Story at 1 and Home Alone at 3:30, and then It's a Wonderful Life at 7, 70th anniversary of that movie. And so on Sunday, we follow with The Muppet Christmas Carol, first time we've shown that one, at 1 o'clock for the kids, and then at 3:30, White Christmas, which has been a staple of this mini festival. And that's got a broad audience and lots of Irving Berlin songs in it, not to mention Bing Crosby. And then we'll close out with the Santa Claus, which is new to this mini festival and a kind of a newer take, if you will. It's only about 20.
When you're talking classics, I mean, you're going 75th anniversary too.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of violating some standards probably. But, you know, it's Tim Allen, and Tim Allen was on top of the world when that movie came out. This is when he had the number one movie, the number one TV show, and the best-selling book in the country.
I can still vividly see the poster. I can pretty much see the poster to all of these movies. But that one, for some reason, you see him wrapped in the lights and the whole bit.
Yeah, and it wanted things that had a family appeal, had a variety in there. You know, you've got a classic musical. You've got a Muppet movie, you know, doing the Christmas Carol. And, of course, It's a Wonderful Life. And, you know, with Home Alone, actually, it deals – Home Alone is a kid who's left Home Alone and wishes his family would go away, and they did. And he learns the value of family. And in Santa Claus –
cheese pizza.
Exactly. Pizza and cartoonish, you know, violence. And Santa Claus deals with divorce. You know, you have this guy, Scott Calvin, is divorced, and he's obsessed with his work and probably not the best dad in the world. And he has to learn to be a better father in a very unusual way.
Right.
But he and the ex learn not to play tug of war with the child, too.
It's life lessons. It's holidays. It's all that stuff that kind of comes to the surface around this time, doesn't it?
All that raw emotion. Yeah. When you think about it, It's a Wonderful Life, I mean, it was not popular when it came out. It was right at the end of the war, or right after the war ended, World War II. And it wasn't necessarily what people wanted to see back then coming out of that war.
Right.
You know, it was television. The thing went public domain. It was TV that gave it that life.
And now, I mean, it's It's everywhere. It is a true, probably the ultimate classic
holiday
movie. Yeah,
I think so. A lot of people think so. It was not necessarily viewed that way 70 years ago, but time has been very good to it.
So what's your favorite holiday movie?
Out of those? Probably.
Well, no, just in general.
Well, I've always been a sucker for It's a Wonderful Life. That's one of
That's
them.
One.
I think the emotion of that, even though some of it's definitely cornball, the emotion still gets me. And in sort of preparing for this year, I rewatched all these movies fresh. Oh. And, of course, with a different eye after having run this film festival for a few years. And I found things in them that maybe I didn't respond to before. But it's a Wonderful Life. I think it hit me a little deeper than I can remember it hitting me. And I couldn't tell you why. Maybe because I've dealt with some death this year in my family. But, it just really hit me. And I wanted to put it in that primetime slot.
What about The Muppet Christmas Carol? What did you discover there?
It's funny. The Muppet movies do really well at the film festival. Kids love them and parents love them. And what I liked about this is, you know, A, the notion of, you know, Kermit the Frog being Bob Cratchit.
Right.
But also Michael Caine is in it, and he plays it pretty straight. You know, he's Scrooge.
He is Michael Caine.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're really watching it, and that's the beauty of watching it this way, is you don't have TV commercials and all those interruptions. You find yourself getting kind of caught up in it. You sort of forget for a while that it's the Muppets, you know. Or maybe that's just me and I was tired. I don't know.
No. I think you're right. I think you're right. And something nostalgic about the Muppets, too, you know.
Yeah.
Parents want to make sure their kids see it. And then you turn your kids onto it, and they've never seen anything like that before.
No, and it also, for little kids, may introduce them to A Christmas Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Something, you know, there's a lot of versions out there, but this is one that was really, you know, with kids in mind, but of course, also with some humor for the grown-ups.
Right, there's that whole upper level, upper tier that you've got to be.
The good kids movies.
Yes, right. and then we talked about, we didn't mention A White Christmas. That one's at 3:30 tomorrow. I mean, you kind of talked about it, but.
Yeah, you know, the thing that struck me about that, I wanted to make sure we had some kind of classic musical in there, mm-hmm. and this one fits that. But again, in rewatching it, and I don't know that I'd ever watched it start to finish without an interruption before.
I don't think I have. That's what I was about to say.
I've seen it a million times, but never that way.
Properly.
And imagine sitting in this 2,000-seat theater with stars in the sky and a 43-foot screen.
Oh, is this how you preview them?
No.
I'm just saying,
as an audience member.
Sits in the theater and previews them? That's
I wish. I wish. There'd probably be rent involved. I just watched it with different eyes. And so, you know, I realized, A, you know, the songwriting alone, but then you've got some really good dance numbers in here with Danny Kaye and Vera Allen. And then you've got Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney doing their thing. So it really fits that classic musical mold.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's why it was put in that 3:30 time slot. I think there's a broad audience for it. But for the older members of that audience who are concerned about coming downtown, concerned about traffic and parking, it's at a time that should be convenient. You don't have to worry about driving at night. And, you know, we got 2,000 seats, so there's room for you.
And you can ice skate before or after, whether or not you're going to ice skate yourself, Doug Pullen.
That's right. The guy who lived in Michigan for 25 years, who's never ice skated. No, that's the beauty of it. You can walk around in the Placita and check it out. I mean, by 5 o'clock, it starts getting dark. And you've got the ice rink. They've got the Kringle Cafe where you can get something to eat or drink. There's a lot going on right in that immediate area. You know, Anson is there. Starbucks is there.
It's all ready for you. I mean, it's just kind of, you just got to pick your movie, really.
Yeah. And they really did a nice job of linking the plaza, San Jacinto Plaza, with the plaza, with Mills Building, with Arts Festival Plaza.
Now, you mentioned that advance ticket sales are going very well. So
yeah.
Will you give us the lowdown on that? Because the movies are tomorrow, so people can buy their tickets today if they wanted to.
Yeah, you can get them now. The best bet is to get them at the box office. They're $2, so they're very inexpensive, and there's no service charges attached. If you go online, it's going to cost you more than the ticket.
Right.
So you can walk up. All I would suggest is just give yourself enough time to get there, get parked. If you're not familiar with downtown, give yourself a little time to make a wrong turn or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you should have time to do that, get your ticket, maybe check out the ice rink, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie will have a The organist will be playing 30 minutes for each movie, so at 12:30
cool.
And you know, before the 1 o'clock show and so on. And it will do that just like we do during the film festival. We'll have short intros. Nobody wants to hear us talk. They want to watch movies.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll give them the rundown once again. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock, you have The Muppet Christmas Carol. But mm-hmm. if you want to see or take in some good organ music, get there at 12:30.
Yeah, 12:30. 3:30 is White Christmas, so the organist will start at 3. And at 6:30 is The Santa Claus, so the organist will start at 6.
All right. So you heard it here, the Plaza Classic. What is it? What are the holiday season?
Holiday movies at the Plaza Theater.
Holiday movies at the Plaza Theater are back, and we all have the chance to come catch some tomorrow. Thank you so much for coming. Today, my guest has been Doug Pullen from the El Paso Community Foundation.
Thank you.